Well, they used to hold a sports day every year. That was quite good. We used to take part in that sort of thing. Going even when I didn't work there, I went because of Dad there. But 1 year was very special.
Yeah, I think this is where we get a bit of. If I had a violin, I could start playing it, couldn't we? Because I think this is where a little bit of romance came in, wasn't it? Can just tell us what happened, Mark.
Well, we were all down there having a good time, and they had a three-legged race. Obviously, they were short of contestants, so they got me tied up with a fella called Ron Yardley. Three-legged race. So there we go, tied together. And we ran and we ran and we ran, like, not far, but far enough. And we won. And then after that, he asked me out. And that was it.
So that was it. And what happened?
Well, he took me out and we got married a few years later. And we're still married now.
And I'm going to say you've been tied together ever since.
We have, yes.
So let's go. After your romantic meeting and your eventual union in marriage, let's put it, how did it affect your working life at Feeling and Platt?
Well, I can't say that it affected it. Obviously, it cut my chances of meeting any more handsome young men because Ron was on duty there watching me day and night sort of thing. But no, I'm only joking. I don't think it made a lot of difference, really. We just sort of got married and carried on. And I travelled at different times to him because his hours were starting different to mine. He started earlier than I did, so we never sort of went together, and I never waited for him in the evening. She had to go home and cook the tea.
Ron, having heard your dear wife's side of the story, I'm sure that's all true, but is there any little incidents along the way that you can remember that you'd like to talk about?
One of the things that it's relevant today as well, strangely enough, is that she'd never done any cooking before we got married. Her mother wouldn't learn near the kitchen. And I can recall during the first week or first fortnight, we had chips. Well, this is when we were in the flat. And I came home having been at work from 7:30 and I left work at 8:30. That was the overtime night, 3 hours overtime. And the chips were ready for me. And they were black and they were brown. Not very good. And that was the last time she ever cooked chips or any meal. And from that day on, I've been doing the cooking.
And are you telling me after all those years, Ron, that's still the case?
That's still the case today.